Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Hello, you're listening to My Dad Wrote a Porno. I'm Jamie, your narrator. I've got Alice, the head presenter of My Dad Wrote a Porno, and James, dog's body, extra.
Goon.
Goon, background goon, yeah. That's it. How are you guys?
We've only just recovered from that. I mean, don't dredge that up again. I have to stress, it was a joke, James. You are, I mean, I always think the backroom staff, very important on any production.
Hugely
don't
so.
Don't patronise me. Look at the talent.
Also,
the
why am I just...
in.
Why am I Bill Oddie reading a story?
Can you tell me?
That?
Bill Oddie reading a story? For the international listeners, Bill Oddie, a famous ornithologist, but I don't remember him being a storyteller.
He did a show back in the 90s called Time for a Story.
Didn't watch
did
that.
Did you never have him reading?
You'll be amazed, Jamie, we've never heard of this.
I think it was him.
Bill Oddie, bird lover.
Bill Oddie, Bill Oddie, put your hands all over my body. Do you ever see that?
Yes. Wow, I really didn't think we'd dive in with the Bill Oddie content so early today. What kind of stories did he tell? Made up ones? Or
Yeah, they were just very relaxing kid stuff, obviously. But yeah, he was a good narrator.
So this is entirely the opposite. Not at all relaxing.
Not
an extremely adult.
And a terrible narrator. Yeah, okay.
So where did we get to? Just trying to remember. Still in Australia.
Still in Australia. And Belinda had met with the Duchess in the Rocks,
yeah,
and told her about Mr. Hushman, the background goon,
yes,
who is selling the blueprints on the black market.
Right, correct.
And Bella came to Australia to pick up Belinda to take her back to England.
Yes, and they spied someone across the bar.
Yes, who they thought was potentially
Giselle.
Giselle.
Mars Charkovard Klotz.
A Glee team reunion's on the cards.
Considering how little time the Glee team have actually spent together... They're iconic. So many people consider themselves a Glee team that listen to this.
It's a bit like Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs.
You know. Go on.
Didn't expect that. Like, embarrassing.
Is
no,
it?
In that his screen time is minutes, apparently.
Oh,
I think
really?
He's in it for like 10 minutes or like maybe like 15 minutes. But his presence is felt throughout the whole movie. So you think he's like the lead of the film.
And you're saying that's Giselle?
I'm saying that's the Glee team as a construct.
Right, okay.
Because you're right, Al, they haven't really been
around together. It's breathtaking sometimes what he comes out with.
Did he win an Oscar for that?
He did, for Best Leading Actor.
Wow.
Which, you know, there was some controversy because obviously his screen time was...
Minimal,
yeah, but his presence was felt. So Giselle might be there, she might not be, is basically...
Or, I mean, equally as exciting if it's a woman that has sort of similar hair. I mean, what a boon. Yeah.
Exactly, like an oddly shorn head. Okay, are we ready?
We are ready.
We are ready. Put bloody all love of my body.
Okay. Belinda Blink 6, Chapter 4. Saucy Pans and Cheeky Walks. Belinda blinked again. I assume we left on Belinda blinking.
On a blink.
Just to be sure. Then she shook her head. The young woman with the tight ass sitting a few tables away was, no doubt about it, the special one.
They're back together, baby!
They've got so much to catch up on.
Agog with disorientation, Giselle slowly switched tables and sat down. She held her hands up, dried away her tears, and took a large gulp of Belinda's icy Chardonnay.
A gulp?
Gulp.
Gulp.
Glug. Gulp. glug.
Well, what does it say?
Just say glug.
Also, gulk's not a word.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know where that came from.
Oh, gulk.
How much is Jamie's reading that we've slammed Rocky for? He's just covered over like, oh, what's he like?
Oh, perfect. They're beautifully written. It's all me. No, sorry, a large glug of Belinda's icy Chardonnay.
So is she holding her hands up as if to say, like, you got me? What am I like?
I did do it all. Bella tottered over to the bar to avoid any career-wrecking association with the fugitive on the run.
Oh, God, so they're not really hanging out. She's like, I can't stay near you.
Well, wait, how does Bella know that...
Bella was there.
Do they know that she's a good 'un now?
Yeah, because she freed them from the clink.
So...
I mean, she still killed someone. Well, she didn't. I know she didn't. I know she didn't. I know he committed suicide. Wow. But she was still there.
So that's where you fall on that issue.
She was still
it?
There. But what? So if you happened to see someone awfully fall to their death, you would be blamed, would you? Because you were there.
Even if it's not her fault, she's surely a different person. I mean, she's been changed by the. Oh, yeah. By the and,
well, I think everyone's been changed, us included.
I'd look at you differently if you were involved in someone's untimely death.
But is. Thank you.
It doesn't take much for us, though, to be fair. Like, we always knew he was a wrong'un.
But I think she's probably just a useful idiot.
I still think you look at someone in a different light once you've been betrayed by them.
Particularly because they were sisters. I mean, the Glee team, you couldn't get closer. I mean, they'd worked together for, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, and the bond was unbreakable.
Oh, and the thing is, how do you get back to where they were? How do you get back to that kind of, you know, colleague, maybe have a drink at the pantry after work? That incredible, it's like it's in their blood, is
yeah.
it?
Well, maybe they won't. I mean, if Bella's literally not wanting to speak to her because she's a fugitive on the run, then...
But who is she worried about knowing that or seeing that?
I don't know. Guy that owns a bar.
Because I don't know that the feds are necessarily after Giselle, are they?
I don't think anyone is. I don't think anyone cares anymore. I think it's all over, isn't it? Also, I love for the first time Bella's following protocol and, like, being vaguely professional.
Well, she is the big boss now, I suppose.
Like... Oh, shit, yeah. And actually... I have a friend at work who, when he became the big boss, he did a very subtle but very definite distancing.
Right.
Yeah, it's a difficult tightrope to walk.
Isn't it?
Bella's got to manage that.
You've been a boss, James.
I have been a boss.
And that's why, because you didn't have many friends at work, and I presume that's because you made a very definite decision. You were like, I'm a boss, I'm not a mate.
He was my boss, actually.
And he definitely made that call there.
He was a good boss. He was nice.
Was he? Yeah. Did he talk to you differently at work than
yeah,
at
we
home?
Did have a very different...
Different attitude... I stayed away from any murderers at all times. So
it was just very annoying because obviously he's my friend. and sometimes I would really disagree with what of his perspective on a certain issue at work.
Hang on, is this supervision? What's going on? Is this HR?
No. And I would have to bite my tongue to be like...
James,
I will,
have his say, please.
I will try and kind of convince him of my viewpoint, but if he is not going to budge, you know, as the subordinate, I had to just do what he said. But I think...
Yeah, because in a sub-dom
there.
Relationship, you have to do a lot of communication.
Don't say sub-dom. Oh.
James!
What?
Sex positive, please.
Yeah, but I was in a sub-dom relationship with Jamie.
It doesn't matter, but like...
Why? What's wrong with me? Why wouldn't you want to be in a sub-dom?
What, you want to be in a sub-dom relationship with me?
No, obviously you're not my type, clearly. But, like, I'm just saying, why are you so disgusted
yeah,
at the prospect?
Well, it's the same reason I'd be disgusted being the one with Alice.
I'd be dom. You'd be sub.
Oh, my God, I'd be so sub.
I think, I mean, we're probably...
She's the top, I'm the bottom.
We're probably being very reductive about what is a complex dynamic.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'd feel quite bruised by that, Jamie, that you wouldn't even consider it.
I think so.
Oh, for God's sake. Get back to work.
So Bella's just sat on her own by the bar. As Giselle wept freely, she told her tortured story to Belinda. I'm so sorry, Belinda, but George had it planned for months, perhaps even years.
Watch out for the exposition.
This might be useful, though.
I was going to say,
what you don't wish for.
We just done Best of Book 5.
Once he'd escaped from his incarceration in deepest Africa... He was determined to get even with his family. Yes, family.
So he'd been incarcerated for years, potentially, and he blamed Tony
his
for
family.
That. What's Tony
you would
done?
Be quite cross, wouldn't you?
I thought he was a war hero.
I think he was in a war. I don't know if he was a hero.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, that's a value judgment. So wait, but he was incarcerated. I've missed a bit. What? How was his family to blame?
Well, maybe let yourself finish.
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry. All right, doll.
He was determined to get even with his family. Yes, family, for abandoning him and not paying the ransom money.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Okay.
Different reactions to that.
Well, don't negotiate with terrorists. That's the kind of classic rule, isn't it?
It is the rule. But if you were the one that was being held in deepest Africa, you would probably want your family to negotiate and get you out.
Just pay the money, yeah.
What started as pen pals became so much more.
So
what,
he's
pen pals?
So they're letting the guy that they're holding ransom be pen pals with somebody.
Pen pals. Have you ever had a pen pal?
Yeah, I did actually.
Did you?
On a few occasions. So weird.
Oh God.
Wrote to
imaginary friend.
Well, I was really sad to
No.
I was really
she's
sad
going red. This is going to be a leave. Gawker. Finally, Alice's childhood is
yeah, finally, jeez.
I was particularly sad.
Okay, you were sad, we get it.
To leave one teacher's class at primary school.
Oh.
And so I wrote to her for
back and forth, or you'd just send them letters and they wouldn't reply?
No, she would reply.
She replied. Oh my God, I honestly don't know what said her. That she wrote them or that she replied.
Quite long letters as well.
Say what? Oh my God.
Were you just in the next class?
I think.
So you'd like see each other at lunch.
Still
like,
in the building.
Wait for the letter.
I caught your reflection through the window today. I miss you ever so, darling.
They were love letters.
Great assembly the other day. I loved it.
Oh, see.
Where did you get that skirt? I'd love one myself.
Love how high-waisted it is. Yeah, she was a much older woman.
How old?
She was very old.
Oh, so she wasn't like one of those young teachers
no,
that you felt a kind of kinship with?
It was a very strange, time in my life, but... Yeah, we went back and forth a bit, and then I think it, you know, naturally petered
fizzled out.
Yeah, it was a fizzle.
When she just stopped responding.
What would you write to her? What would you be saying?
Just
like,
what was
updates.
Going on with us, you know, just going on in our lives.
And it ended what, when you graduated university, or...?
Actually, I'm due to write back. I mean, now I say it out loud, if my kid was writing letters to their teacher...
I actually think, like, because now, yeah, it would be considered weird... But I think it's quite sweet.
It is quite sweet, I suppose. But, like, I also...
Oh, God, how many she got?
I had quite a few,
it's
actually.
The Alice Pen Pal episode, everybody.
Quite a few. I won't go into them all because I don't want to betray any confidences. But they were all...
Elderly.
Much older. Much older.
And you had the cheek to mock my club theatre friends.
Okay, but...
You literally were writing to old people. And I at least... knew these people.
I could just imagine her, like, letterbombing old people's homes and things, yeah. Just hoping someone
replies.
You know,
you had to, like, send those parcels of tins on Harvest Festival. Alice just slipped in loads of notes for all the residents.
Guys, I've been written into many wills.
I had a pen pal as well, someone my age.
Okay.
My year five teacher was a bit weird. Like, we'd go around to his house to use the computer and stuff like that. It was all a
what?
Bit...
What?
Yeah. He was lovely. He was nothing dodgy, but it was all a bit, like, stuff you wouldn't do now. But he was a maverick. He'd like, I was a ball boy at a test match between England and India
what?
Because of him. He was a big cricket fan, so I was
oh
a ball
God.
Boy.
Wow.
And what else did he do? He used to have music lessons with us. I know all the back catalogue of Sting and the Police because of him. He'd like play us a Sting song.
Sorry.
He'd play us like Message.
I'm learning so much about you both. It's hard to compute.
He'd play us like Message in a Bottle and have us like analyse it. He's like, what do you think this is about? And I'm like, Message in a Bottle, I guess. And it's in the title. Do we need to listen to
James
the song?
Has always been very literal.
Yeah.
Anyway, so one of the things he did was he partnered with a school in West Yorkshire, Hebden Bridge, actually.
Oh, yeah. I know it.
And we'd all have a pen pal in that class.
Very sweet.
I forget the name of mine, but we then went to...
Such a bond.
We then went to Hebden Bridge for a week.
For a week?
To live with our pen pals.
Oh my God. What, in year five?
Yeah, but the funniest thing is, so it was almost like a cultural exchange with Yorkshire. I mean, we're in the East Midlands. Like,
I was going to say, it's not very far.
What are we teaching them? So we had to prepare performances to like show each other when
Your
we
culture.
Got there. Yeah. But he had us learn West Side Story.
Oh, wow. Not really your culture, to be fair. If anything, cultural appropriation. Yeah.
Completely your cultural appropriation. So, yeah, I was the lead dancer.
Obviously.
I had to learn the dance off the videotape for America. Do you know that one? It's quite upbeat and jazzy.
Oh my God.
And another track called G Officer Krupke.
Yeah.
This is so special.
And we would learn the dances off the video, and then we performed them in front of the class in West Yorkshire.
So were you
so
Tony?
Weird. I was the lead in both. I was the lead dancer.
Because America is... Well, I think that they're the two different sides, both those songs.
I was the Puerto Rican side.
Well, you were for America, but you were also very much the American side for G. Officer Crockley.
It's very balletic and very, you know, the people in the film are amazing dancers.
Jerome Robbins, he was no slouch. So the Nottingham people were doing West Side Story.
Yes.
And what were the Yorkshire people doing?
I forget. I think they probably just read a poem.
Boring.
They did like long dance routines.
Well, that was a lovely tangent, guys. Many stories, learnt a lot. But back to the actual book. So what started as pen pals became so much more. Marrying Tony made me family, of course, which George finds ever so funny. But he always did belong to the shadows, Belinda, and now he's disappeared with all of Bish's money. I'm fucked too. Belinda gasped. She was going to take George Sylvester down if it was the last thing she'd ever do. She'd eventually use Giselle as bait, she mused idly, thereby paving Giselle's path to the real life. But for now, they needed Giselle to disappear. The problem was how.
Belinda,
Giselle sobbed. You've just thought of something, haven't you?
That's because Belinda's eyes have rolled back in her head, as they always do when she has one of her thoughts.
Not really, Belinda said. No.
No, no, it's nothing. Don't worry about it.
Giselle sat back and turned as white as a husky dog prancing in the snow.
That's white. That's really white.
That's very white.
So white.
Belinda, save me,
Giselle pleaded. Belinda blinked.
It's not the fun Glee team time I was expecting.
I really had thought it would be like, celebrate yourself, come on.
I thought they'd see each other across the bar and Bella would be like, oh my God, is that Giselle?
I thought they'd have the Chardonnay. Yeah, all of that. Yeah. No, this is actually quite somber, isn't it?
Belinda blinked. Don't worry, Giselle, Belinda continued blandly. You matter to me. Belinda will think of something.
Oh, third person, well.
She'll make a plan.
I love dialogue. I really love Rocky's dialogue.
And there's ellipses between each of those little bits.
I did wonder what those pauses were.
Yeah, so read into that what you will. As Belinda nipped and nuzzled Giselle's boob, they smiled at each other.
Aw.
Their friendship was fused to a whole once more.
Well, we knew. We knew. You just pick up where you left off, don't you? You know, when you've got a really great friend, they go off, they're involved in a kind of terrorist heist, and they come back, you just pick up where you were. Left off, yeah.
However, there was only one problem with this reunion so sexy.
Just the one.
The attentive barmaid all this time had been listening intently.
Oh.
Back in the kitchens.
She's bloody intent, that barmaid.
Agent XYZ threw away her little taking orders pad. Along with her pencil.
Dana taking orders pad.
Along with her pencil and her apron.
Is she wearing her bodysuit with the insects on it?
Well, she's just taken off her apron, so maybe. Maybe that was what was hiding that lovely ensemble. She now had all the info she needed. The next morning, Belinda unpacked her gift hamper from Senor Zip.
Why is he sending her hamper?
No, that's what he had, remember? He left him in the quarters.
It was from... What?
It was from Senor Zip. The Duchess said, Senor Zip has left you a hamper in your quarters.
Oh, right, okay.
And they fucked.
It's got crackers in it, small bottles of champagne.
Well, James, amongst the chutneys,
jams,
and fresh mussels for a killer paella.
Not fresh anymore, they've been there overnight.
It's not usually a hamper ingredient, just because anything perishable, like, say, shellfish, like, because hampers have usually been posted, haven't they? So you usually avoid offal shellfish.
Offal? Oh, you shouldn't have this offal hamper. Thank you so much.
Amongst the chutneys, jams, and fresh mussels for a killer paella.
Stop it, we know.
Paella.
Your family spent time in Spain, we get it.
Amongst the chutneys, jams. Amongst the...
Can we say paella with you? Ready, so, get ready.
So amongst the chutneys, jams, and fresh mussels for a killer paella. Fuck off. Were one or two gadgets. One was a cool radio for the shower.
It's waterproof.
Belinda tested it out to start the day, and while she was washing her soapy tits, she was enjoying the music. How clever that no electric shocks could happen, despite this piece of electrical equipment being near water.
I know that this is really stupid, but I'm with her. A shower radio. I just love a shower radio.
Blows my mind to this day.
Honestly.
It's the dark arts, isn't it? And they called it puppy love. Interception, interception.
Oh, it's a communication device. Interception, interception.
Then Senor Zip's voice rang out as clear as Donnie's.
And they call it interception, intercept. It's just a remix.
I think that's a Victoria Beckham song, isn't it?
With Dave Bowers. Loved it.
I think Dark Child produced that.
So Senor Zip's voice rang out as clear as Donnie's.
As clear as what?
Doncaster.
Oh, puppy love. Right.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
The Osmonds.
So, well done, Mr. Huffman.
I'm sorry. Sorry, can you say that again?
Sorry, the interference is so bad.
Word on... Word on Mr. Huffman.
Wouldn't have got that.
Oh my God.
Word on Mr. Huffman.
Why are you speaking like that?
Because it's Senor Zip.
Right. He can speak, though, can't he?
Yeah, I think he's all right, isn't
he's
he?
He's got a Spanish accent. Okay,
oh, fine. Is he allergic to the muscle? What's happened?
He's currently making a paella. That's the thing. It's the noise.
So word on Mr. Huffman.
Word on Mr. Huffman. Word on Mr. Huffman.
If I was Belinda with the show radio, I'd be like, what?
You've spent time in Spain. This is honestly abysmal.
He has relocated back to Berlin, Germany.
Got that.
Thought you should know.
Thought you should know? You don't need to say that. Thought you should know. Lots of love.
Belinda blinked.
Stop. There's too many in this one. Stop blinking.
She's always blinking, isn't she? Well, she's in the shower. Maybe she's getting some more time. Right. So word on Mr. Huffman. He's relocated back to Berlin, Germany. Thought you should know.
Don't need that bit, but yeah, fine.
Interception, interception.
Downstairs, Bella and Belinda were discussing business over breakfast. Belinda described such a phenomenon as a Brisbeck. Sorry, as a Bizbeck. Sorry. As a biz breck.
Don't you apologise.
Sorry. Jamie's malfunctioning.
Interception. Biz breck, breck, biz.
Belinda described such a phenomenon as a biz breck.
Please never, ever say that. A biz breck. Actually, when we need to meet somebody in the future, you know, and we have breakfast with them.
Yes.
Should we call it a biz breck?
Oh, a biz breck. Oh, my God. I was just sat here like, what the hell is a biz breck?
Yeah.
I love that.
Biz breck.
Biz breck.
Having a biz breck.
It's a phenomenon, guys.
Is it?
Well, apparently. She describes such a phenomenon as a biz breck.
Biz breck could be the new brunch.
Yes.
Because brunch didn't always exist. That was a creation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a working breakfast.
It's a biz breck, for God's sake.
Which mainly meant, so it was a biz breck, which mainly meant champagne was eligible for expenses.
So smart.
Champagne for brekkie.
Already half cut.
It's a booze biz breck.
It's a booze biz breck.
It's a boozy biz breck.
It's a boozy biz breck with Belinda and Bella.
Yes.
It's Belinda and Bella's boozy biz breck. Can't even say it.
You need a run up for sure.
So, already half cut, the team ladies discussed their strategy for the day.
So this is a different dynamic now because, of course, Bella's the boss. Yeah. Belinda's the underling, if you will, or esteemed colleague, depending on how you look at it.
Underling, is that what you call anyone below you?
Yeah, 100%.
Indeed, despite Belinda recovering from a kidnapping, avenging a murder, and enacting a spy mission, daily business must go on.
Yeah, you got to keep the business going, got to keep it going, got to keep that money coming in.
You got to prog that biz, you got to progress that business.
And today was day one of the Pots and Pan Pacific Cooking Conference.
There's another conference.
Pot and Pan Pacific is quite clever,
it's quite
though, isn't
good,
it?
Yeah, that is clever.
So it's day one of the Pots and Pan Pacific Cooking Conference. It was major that the Steels cohort sell good stock, especially given that the Oxy Brillo products were finally on TV air with Cosmo Macaroon's show.
Oh, they'd done that in the previous book. They'd sold them to Cosmo, so now it's starting to have an effect. That's great.
So it's not a conference, it's a trade show if they're selling.
I guess.
If this conference is anything like the last one, they're going to be at a massive... Do you remember she gave woks to every single person in the audience?
Yes. It almost bankrupted the company.
Yeah, so I worry what they're going to do here, especially with Bella in charge.
Each one they go on, do you think the high-ups are like, oh my God, we can't survive another one of these. Like, it's just... Unbelievable.
They want to go on another fucking conference, guys. Stop them. So they were finally on air with Cosmo Macaroon's show. Bella looked at Belinda as she chewed through her over-buffeted plate.
Oh, Belinda, that's toothy.
Yes, it's just sloppy mouth. I was going to say the opposite. Sounds gummy.
Oh, like something's going on in there.
My teeth.
Belinda... Do you know that the toilet's flushed the other way round here?
Oh, God. As in the water goes down the pan in the opposite direction in the southern hemisphere.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, fact. Bella's taught you something. Bloody hell.
I mean, it's not something I think about very often anyway, to be honest.
Belinda blinked, much like Alice.
I'm absolutely shocked to my core, as you can hear.
Belinda is blinking like a normal human in this chapter.
Maybe it's a sign.
Bella prodded.
While we're down under, it could be fun to be opposite town.
To be what?
Opposite town.
Opposite town, like opposite day.
Opposite day, okay.
Oh no, Bella boss. Clocked Belinda, smart as paint. You...
smart as paint! Never a more true description spoken.
Oh no, Bella boss. You are me, and I am you. Which means you do all the work while I eat, drink, and shag myself around this exhibition. As Belinda slurped gut yogurt, Bella punched.
Don't call it gut yogurt.
Gut yogurt.
It's going to be like, you know, like Yakult or something that's good for your, like.
For your gut.
Yeah.
It's not yogurt from the gut.
From the gut. That's disgusting.
As Belinda slurped gut yogurt.
You can imagine Rocky. Wilmer, don't forget to get the gut yogurt on the big shop.
Totally. So as Belinda slurped her gut yogurt, Bella punched the sideboard in frustration.
He does all his own stunts.
It was down to her to sell the newest Steele's trinket that she didn't quite know how to operate.
What's the new trinket?
How hard can it be? Cook on it.
Yeah, exactly.
How does it work?
Just sell it. Who cares?
Yeah, she doesn't have to demo. Yeah. Or does she?
Mm. Oh, God.
Well, it would be nice if the person in charge knew how to use their product.
Also, it's going to be a flat bit of non-stick pan. Like, how many ways are there to use it?
As Bella sucked her knuckles better,
she's got a whole fist in her mouth.
As Bella sucked her knuckles better.
I bet she's one of those who can put a whole hand in her mouth.
Oh.
One of those. Is that a type of person?
Can you do it?
Look at the size of your fist.
That's not going in my mouth.
No, of course not.
As Bella sucked her knuckles better, Giselle swanned into the breakfast location.
Oh, she's there too. Okay, great.
So don't be seen with her in the bar, sit on a different table, but of course, come to the big, big conference, by all means. Yeah.
Sporting a new Videl bassoon wig.
Oh, shut up.
Videl bassoon.
I don't quite get
Videl Sassoon.
Who is?
Like a famous hairdresser.
Right.
Created the 5-point haircut.
Oh, okay. 5-point hair. I don't really know about
kind
that.
Of Mary Quant era, like sort of angular.
Right. A 60s kind of.
Very much
number.
So.
Doesn't make any sense.
I don't know if Vidal Sassoon does wigs, but I mean, if
it's not Vidal Sassoon, it's Vidal Baboon. What is it? No, sorry,
Vidal Bassoon.
Although I do like Vidal Baboon.
They both sound very high end. Yeah, I do beg your pardon. Different company entirely.
So she looks almost unrecognizable. If I hadn't licked you out every third Thursday, I'd never know it was you, Belinda commented through breakfast. Really? Asked Giselle, in need of friendly reassurance.
Yeah,
gobbled Bella.
Don't know what's not kept you hiding that skull at a Tufts for so long. Don't know what's not kept you hiding that skull at a Tufts for so long.
Oh, pipe down, Bella. What are you on about?
What's a Tufts?
Basically, I don't know why you haven't had a wig sooner.
Bless you, Bella, Giselle prayed, pouring a double buck's fizz. At the Pots and Pan Pacific Cookware Conference, the Glee team were in their element.
Yes, this is where they belong. This is when they're at their best.
Their product tent was airy, big, and slathered with the Steele's logo.
Fantastic.
But Belinda was a vendor viper, snatching deal after sale after
possession. Oh, yes!
You get a whack.
Or you, fancy a saucy pan. You do? Fab. Hey, man, how about a cheeky wok? Magic times, babe.
Magic times.
So that's where saucy pan and cheeky wok comes from for the chapter.
So wait, they're just retailers now.
They're just selling.
So it's like an apprentice task. Yes.
But they're not wholesale. They're not selling contracts or like big purchases. They're selling pan
one
by pan
one.
By pan.
Pans. So hey, man, how about a cheeky wok? Magic times, babe. This attitude was relentless.
Babe, wouldn't fucking shut up.
This attitude was relentless, and it was really getting on Bella's big titties as she nervously sweated through every thread of her day dress backstage.
She's going to do what Belinda did at the O2. So she's going to have to get Mic'd off, everybody.
Oh, is Alfie coming
back? No.
We can only hope. He is a specialist, so maybe...
he might have flown him over.
He's not that specialist. I'm sure they've got sound men in Australia.
No, but he does the very special strategy where he goes around the
boobs.
Around
the boobs, yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bella's personal demonstration of the new steels, and this is in quote marks, her personal demonstration of the new steels Cry No More knife.
Cry No More?
Cry No More knife.
Oh, stop it. It's a knife that if you stab yourself with it, it's fine. A self-healing knife.
Or when you cut onions, you don't. It stops you from crying when you cut onions.
Oh, James. My God.
So the new steels Cry No More knife was a tricky task, but she was determined to try.
Wait a sec, because there's loads of old wives' tales about if you like bite on a wooden spoon at the same time, or if you...
Goggles.
Well, I used to do goggles, didn't I, at university? Do you remember? I used to wear swimming goggles, but it doesn't...
Does it not work?
Doesn't work for me. Because you can buy special sort of almost like scuba
for
masks.
God's sake. Who's cutting
just
enough onions to need it? Yeah. Walking on stage, she was encouraged by applause and her confidence grew.
Great.
G'day, Pan Pacific!
She bellowed.
God, I imagine that was the reaction. Tumbleweed.
She bellowed to no one in particular.
Welcome to the cutting edge onion buster utensil everyone's on about.
On about? Everyone's on about!
If it works, and I'd love to hear the science behind it, I think it's a great idea.
Although I personally loved the stylish Oxy Onion goggles of last season, I had a 3D pair myself.
3D?
Why do they need to be 3D?
Life is 3D, Bella, my darling.
I could see the whole onion, it was great.
Whose idea was that?
We didn't know they were producing goggles, did we?
No, this knife. What's this knife?
What's this stupid day?
So, although I personally loved the stylish Oxy Onion goggles of last season, I had a 3D pair myself, the boffins at Steel's Pots and Pans have now created something better. I give you a sharp knife that blows air outwards as it slices onions.
Right.
The silence.
It's a hairdryer with a knife strapped to it.
The silence in the fast dispersing crowd worried Belinda.
Oh, it's clearing out. She's done an absolute rotter.
Who just shouted out, "Yeah!"
Now I know why she wasn't very sure about how to use it.
Forget lighting a candle.
Bella continued.
I don't think that's one.
Chewing a teaspoon.
You don't chew it, you just put it in your mouth.
A teaspoon, a metal teaspoon.
Or singing Green Grow the Rushes O backwards. This is the future.
Two of those I've never ever heard of.
Green Grow the Rushes Grow. What was that?
Green. This is a song that our auntie used to sing. I'd say sing with us, make us sing on hikes when we were kids.
What's it called?
Green Grow the Rushes O.
Green Grow the Rushes O.
And you sing it backwards.
No, that's a... Maybe that's what you do to stop yourself from crying.
Never heard of that.
That's hiccups, isn't it? Where you
yeah,
do
you
like...
drink upside down. Yeah.
Right, he's combined a lot of different alternative medical remedies there. So it's clearing out. We think this is an absolute stinker of an idea. Apparently so did the conference.
Yes.
But you would imagine that perhaps when she demos, they're not going to believe their non-teary eyes.
She will elicit tears of joy and amazement.
Which she'll blow away by holding a knife up to their face.
So
this is the future.
With that authoritative statement, Bella began chopping an onion live on stage.
Live! A live onion chopping! Imagine the spectacle!
David Blaine's not done this one, has he?
Sprinkles of people watched. But unfortunately,
oh no,
the settings hadn't been expertly calibrated on the Blade air filter.
Why?
Because Belle didn't know what she was doing.
No, but surely there's somebody that can calibrate the fucking knife. Calibrate the knife, guys. How many times? You know the saying, don't negotiate with terrorists. The second rule that everyone knows, calibrate the knife.
Calibrate the Blade air filter. That's
how big is this thing if it's got a kind of, it's got a barrel on it as well.
Do you know what? I would love people to send in their designs for the, what's it called?
The Steel's Cry No More knife.
The Steel's Cry No More knife. So based on what you know, and maybe there's more to come, but we'd love to see some drawing. We've got a lot of very talented illustrators out there.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Love to see some designs.
There'll be people that work in product development as well, mm-hmm. so they're probably aware of this in the marketplace. Like they're like, oh, this yeah. has been around for a while, but you know, obviously Steels has got there first. and I'm guessing the blowing of the air is to obviously get the onion contaminants away from you.
Your eyes. Yeah, okay. So you've got to help anyone next to you or yeah. near you.
But don't forget, guys, it's got settings as well.
It's got settings, and you've got to, we must stress again, calibrate the Blade air filter. Okay. Much to her embarrassment, squirts of onion juice sprayed into her heavily mascaraed eyes.
Oh, so now it's sucking the air back and like sort of...
it's blowing it into her face.
Wow, that is badly calibrated. Why does it even have that option?
Making her cry flavoursome tears.
Oh, shit. This is an absolute doozy.
No, my eyes! They're blinded by juice!
Don't say that on stage. Like, style it out, Bella.
It's live.
Despite the demo going pear-shaped, Bella finished on brand, like the professional she wished she was.
Well, I would argue she really didn't.
So
the brand is no tears.
So
it's no crying. That is the brand. It's called Cry No More.
Like, you run more of a risk of getting onion in your eye with this knife than without.
And do you think she's blind? So she's got a knife in her hand, she's blind, and she's screaming that, this is the worst, this is going to go viral.
So, if you want a steal, get a Steel's Pots and Pans.
She catchphrased.
Get a Steel's Pots and Pans what?
We've never heard this catchphrase before.
If you want a steal.
Spelt with an A.
Yeah. Get a Steel's.
Spelt with three E's.
Pots and Pans.
Well, get a Steel's Pots and Pans.
And then what trails off?
Get a Steel's Pots and Pans.
You can't have a catchphrase that then just goes into really small print where you can't read the rest.
Maybe you should put the product after it. So, like, if you want a steal, get a Steel's Pots and Pans Cry No More knife.
Right.
So she's just missed out that last bit.
Well, you've made it into something, but that's not actually what... I mean, we could have a big brainstorm about what the catchphrase should be.
So the catchphrase of Steel's is apparently, so if you want a steal... Get a Steel's Pots and Pans.
Okay.
Okay, it doesn't necessarily make sense.
No, it's not great.
We're no experts, I suppose. No.
Footfall was not really pumping post-Bella's demo.
No. You amaze me.
But through the synthetic shards of fake hair on her head, Giselle saw a glamorous older lady fingering the stainless steel section.
Older ladies. What older ladies do we know?
Duchess.
That's the only one I'm thinking.
Hello, feasible customer. Giselle spoke.
Hello, insert name here.
Hi. Oh, she's older, so. Hi, I'm Trixie Forward, said Trixie Forward, very forward.
Trixie Forward.
Oh, what is Trixie Forward going to be like? I think she's going to be forward.
With 30 years experience in the biz, I'm a high-quality buyer for bed and breakfasts throughout all the bush, up all the way to Boona Knob.
To where?
Boona Knob.
That can't be real. Boona Knob.
Am I Googling Boona Knob?
I don't care. No, don't bother. Joking, go on.
No, doesn't exist. Spanker Knob, Bullshit Hill and Guy's Dirty Hole.
What?
Are all real places in Australia.
But Boona Knob isn't.
Bum Cooler Flat, Cock Up.
Oh, wow.
Quality Knobs, Dismal Swamp, Prickly Bottom.
So if you'd just done a little bit of research, you could have actually had a good one.
You could have had any of those.
Boona Knob.
Giselle continued, encouraged. Well, if you're interested in our world of cookware, my colleague has the price gun.
Price gun?
Trixie looked dead into the eyeballs of Giselle in a wig, and she smiled. Yes, I'd love to make an order. Thank you. She let the lack of name hang like a big dick on a nudist beach.
That's good.
That's what
good.
I'm going to think every time somebody goes, and you are.
So she let the lack of name hang in the air like a big dick on a nudist beach.
Guinevere,
Giselle said with uneasy confidence.
She's not thought through what she's going to call herself.
No one knows who she is. And also Guinevere, like, that's going to draw suspicion.
Surely.
I've never met a Guinevere in my whole life.
No one's been called Guinevere since medieval times.
Guinevere, Giselle said with uneasy confidence.
Uneasy confidence. So she is confident.
Guinevere. Well, I lance a lot of deals. Trixie winked at her.
Very good. Very good.
So, this should be fun. As Giselle's muff melted, her heart knew she'd picked the right profession.
So that moment had, like, galvanised her joy.
It was a calling.
For the job. It's a vocation.
Pointing Trixie forward to Belinda, she breathed in an honest day's work.
Trixie forward or pointing Trixie forward?
Pointing Trixie forward to Belinda. No, just pointing Trixie forward to Belinda. She breathed in an honest day's work. It didn't take long for Belinda and Trixie to cook up a storm at the cashier's register.
Hagging it up by the till.
She bought 8,000 units.
Oh my God! That's good. She's got a big car.
Of various items on credit, with a hand slap, lip lick and bosom bump.
Did they lick each other's lips or did they lick their own lips?
Always worth asking.
Belinda knew a like-minded businesswoman when she felt their breasts against her own. So she invited Trixie back to her hotel suite.
How do you know if someone's like-minded? Breast to breast, that's how you know.
Hailing from Boona Knob herself, Trixie Forward was grateful for the lodgings.
It's far. They're far away.
You know. And after many stories of botched sales and even more bottles of champagne later, it was time to kiss. Trixie's nipples were a dream come real.
Perfection.
With areolas as pimpled as strawberries.
Oh, I kind of understand that.
Yeah, yeah. Little seeds that are on a strawberry.
I mean, I wouldn't say mine are seeded, but they're more of a plain batch. But yeah, okay.
With areolas as pimpled as strawberries and teats as hard as an entrance exam, she was just demanding to be sucked numb.
He loves a nipple, doesn't he? He loves a nipple.
He's seen a lot of them. Let's listen to that detail.
I know.
Belinda prayed to the Norse gods she was in for a good old tongue-lashing from her client. Trixie Forward could read her desires like the passages of Shakespeare, so promptly unwrapped her muggy pussy.
Wow, I was going to say how poetic it was, and then we had muggy pussy.
Muggy is a new one on us.
Muggy. I mean, muggy. It is silly, it's hot, humid.
Yeah, damp.
She read her like Shakespeare, which is actually quite hard to read, isn't it? So she found her difficult to read, is that what we're...
Unless she's some sort of, yeah...
Scholar.
She's Judy Dench. So unwrapped her muggy pussy.
Unwrapped? That sounds cling filmed, doesn't it? Which obviously,
well, no wonder it's muggy.
Well, it would.
If it's been wrapped in cellophane.
That's going to exacerbate it.
Wrapped and left out in the heat. What?
Her thumb tips vibed around Belinda's vaginal mound like a pro. Inserting three fingers and tongue.
At the same time?
It's a lot.
It's a full vagina. Inserting three fingers and tongue, Trixie Forward began having an internal feel around.
Bloody hell, she's... Trixie Forward is not backwards and going forward.
I really hate how Rocky describes stuff as being, you know, like, it's always like an internal interrogation, an investigation, yeah. A scan, an examination, having a feel around, like, what...
Feel around.
What are they looking for? Like, yeah. What do you expect to find?
Each wrong corner Trixie took.
Wrong corner! That's God. You simply can't get lost.
There's no corners in a vagina.
Go.
It should really think of it as a tunnel, Rocky. It's not like, oh, I took another wrong left turn, you know where I ended up? I mean, I dread to think where he thinks you end up.
Each wrong corner Trixie took sent Belinda into new realms of nirvana, and it wasn't long before the wombat skin rug was soaking wet in biotic extract.
Oh, is that like gut yogurt? Is that how they make gut yogurt?
Oh my God.
Wombat skin rug.
Yeah, I was coming to that.
Sorry.
She was coming on it, I was coming to it. Wombat rug, you know, that's cruel. You skin wombats from rugs.
You know, roadkill, to be fair, there's a lot of that in Australia, isn't there?
Okay.
So the wombat skin rug was soaking wet in biotic extract, and Belinda blinked. which brings us to the end of story time today.
No.
Yes, that's the end of the chapter.
So, what have we learnt there? Giselle's back.
Giselle's back in the fold. The Glee team are won once more. After Bella's initial hesitancy, she seems to get over that quickly.
yep, that was a total red herring.
We have new technology. Yep. Other inventions have been the focus of, you know, corporate espionage, but nobody wants the onion knife. Nobody's trying to steal those things.
Yeah, no suggestion that anyone bought one.
There was also the other bit of tech in Senor Zip's
hamper.
The shower radio.
The shower radio. Which did tell us that Mr. Hushman is back in Germany. Just thought you should know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that quite vital plot point that got overshadowed
Senor
by everything
Hushman,
else.
Yeah.
Met Trixie Forward,
had a boozy biz breck, whatever it was.
God, there was a lot, actually. Now we look back on these many hours.
Given time to really let it percolate.
Yes, there you go. That was chapter 4, rating through the book.
We're still in Australia, though. I really didn't think we'd be in Australia this long.
What is going on back at base?
Well, it's interesting. The next chapter might allude to that because it's just called Back to Basics.
Oh, okay. There we go. Sometimes you're in his mind and you don't even know it. It's a scary, scary, dark place to be. If you do have a design, of course, for the onion knife, or if you've got any questions or queries, or I always love the theories about where we're going to go next. My dad wrote a porno at gmail.com.
Yep, and you can contact us on Twitter at dad wrote a porno.
And Instagram at my dad wrote a.
Follow us and subscribe. It's all for free. It means you never miss a chapter.
Write us a review. Tell us you love us.
Do come back next week for another porno day.
Now, who fancies a biz break?
James, it's far too late in the day. And dad won't let us expense any champagne.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.